Synesthesia is a perceptual condition in which the stimulation of one sense triggers an automatic, involuntary experience in another sense. In other words, people who have synesthesia may see sounds, taste words, or feel a sensation on their skin when they smell certain scents. They may also see abstract concepts like time projected in the space around them. We heard from James Wonerton, who is president of the UK's Synesthesia Association.
Well, synesthesia is quite prevalent, really. It's a lot more prevalent than you'd expect. They reckon that around about 1 in 24 people have got this in some form and at some varying degrees. That's around about 4%. So, you know, every kid in every school, in every school classroom has got synesthesia. There's at least one of them.
James himself actually has synesthesia, but how on earth does it affect him? It's a very strange concept to understand for somebody who doesn't seem to suffer from synesthesia, like myself.
Yeah, what it is, this is the accepted theory with this. When we're all born with synesthesia. Our brains are a bit of a soup up there. Everything's joined together. And as the brain develops, there's a pruning gene that goes around and snips all these extra connections. It's just that in some cases, this pruning gene, for want of a better word, is defective and it doesn't snip the connections and these connections remain. And that's where you get a synesthete from. So in my particular case, whenever I hear a sound, there's an involuntary pulse of information that goes to the taste part of my brain and I immediately taste it. I can't turn it off, turn it down, it just appears. In the case of music, for example, I get all sorts of tastes and textures. Musical instruments will bring out a taste and texture. To give you an example, a high-pitched piano tone would give me the taste and texture of pineapple chunks. And they're quite sweet. Whereas a guitar tends to be fairly gingery in taste and with a chocolatey texture. So they tend to be the same there. Some drums give me a taste of processed peas, a taste and texture of processed peas. So that's the way it works. I also get taste and textures from the lyrics of songs. So when I listen to the lyrics, I get the taste and texture there. These things combining can enhance the music, or they can have the opposite effect and make it sound worse in my case. But in most cases, it's a very nice experience.
So what would happen then if you are eating one thing, say chocolate, and listening to music evoking a flavour which really doesn't go well with that, say curry?
Yeah, it's one of the disadvantages is exactly that. I mean, if I'm eating blandish food and I'm getting a synesthetic taste, the synesthetic tastes on the whole would be stronger than the bland food. Therefore, they go over the top of it, strange that it sounds. So it does. It is like I'm eating two kinds of food. If I was eating something like potatoes and somebody said somebody had the name taste of yogurt, for example, I'd get yogurt deposited all over the potatoes. And again, you know, it does sound very, very bizarre. It does sound sort of slightly unreal, but there is hard science behind all of this.
And one final question, which I feel I have to ask. James, what is your favourite tasting song?
Yeah, it's quite difficult when I get asked that, because I've got loads and loads of the nice tasting songs. I suppose I do like overproduced music. So when I say overproduced, I mean music that's nice and clear and concise as opposed to live music. And I do quite like Green Day. And I did like that Boulevard of Broken Dreams that they brought out once, because that is so chocolatey and so gingery. It's just beautiful. If you want more information on synesthesia, you can go to the UK Synesthesia Association website. That's www.uksynesthesia.com.